It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Even David Axelrod is worried, that the support won't materialize for Harris on game day. But that's no reason why you should take anything for granted tomorrow. Welcome back to the show. It is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Thank you for being here tonight. After the show, I'm going to be heading up to Pittsburgh doing my show live tomorrow from Dave McCormick's Victory Party. And starting my day tomorrow at 4:30 a.m. on Fox and Friends First. Now, I don't know why you'd be up at 4:30 a.m., but if you are, please tune in to Fox News. And if you're not, then watch the replay later in the day like a normal human being. So it's all going to turn out. Turnout's going to be everything. It's all going to come down to turnout tomorrow. That's going to be the issue. Now, later this hour, we're going to talk to Curtis Bashaw. He is running for United States Senate in New Jersey. We'll get an update on the election from our buddy Linda Kearns. It's been a very busy show today, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental, the master of implant dentistry, named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today by calling 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. Here's David Axelrod, worried that the support for Kamala Harris just simply won't materialize on Election Day. Now, I don't know if he's saying this as a Jedi mind trick, but here's what he said.
Most worried about right now.
Well, look, the watchword of the day is humility here. When you have polls that are this close, and I'm sitting next to one of the great pollsters, if you, and I think she would tell you, when you have polls this close, you're not sure of anything. And it really matters who shows up because these polls are not precise. So what I'm worried about is how are you're counting on some women who are independent Republican women to come out and vote for Harris. Is that going to materialize? Is the gender gap going to be what you need it to be? Are minority voters going to come out in the numbers of African-American voters in particular? And are you going to get the margins that you want there? So there are a lot of open questions, and they're obviously working it hard right now. There are feet on the street, and they're doing the kind of work that you do in a race like this. But this race is filled with uncertainty today.
Here's what I think. I think that whoever wins will win decisively. That's what I think. I think whoever wins, wins decisively. And I don't think it's going to be close, like everybody's saying. That said, if you get out and vote tomorrow and you're a Trump supporter, we win. If you don't, we're probably going to lose. So it's all going to turn out. Turnout's everything. Turnout is everything. There's no question about it. Turnout is everything. Everything. And I think that if Trump loses, it's going to be because there was this, well, the polls were wrong and there's this anti-Trump sentiment out there. It's not because Kamala Harris is a good candidate. And the early gender gap numbers that women came out in big record numbers to stop Trump because of abortion, although I don't know because the numbers are women 50 plus, I don't know how much abortion really is going to be a big issue for that age group, that demographic. And the numbers that are voting right now in early voting, at least in the lowest numbers, are the 18 to 30 group, where you'd think that that issue would prevail. It's all going to come down to turnout. That's the bottom line. And to do that, we have a lot of people scaring you with days to go, including the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos.
Good morning and welcome to This Week. It is almost over. What comes next is anyone's guess. What we do know is this. No election since the Civil War has posed such a test of our constitutional system. Whether to accept election results and the peaceful transfer of power has never been on the ballot like this. The stakes in this election are as high as it gets. The differences between the candidates are as stark as it gets. And as we emerge from the final weekend, the polls suggest that this election is as close as it gets.
The unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, no relation to the Democrat hack, George Stephanopoulos. And if that sounds familiar, it's exactly what he said back in April. This is from our friends at Newsbusters.
Good morning and welcome to This Week. Until now, no American president had ever faced a criminal trial. No American president had ever faced a federal indictment for retaining and concealing classified documents. No American president had ever faced a federal indictment or a state indictment for trying to overturn an election or been named an unindicted co-conspirator in two other states for the same crime. No American president ever faced hundreds of millions of dollars in judgments for business fraud, defamation, and sexual abuse. Until now, no American presidential race had been more defined by what's happening in courtrooms than what's happening on the campaign trail. Until now. The scale of the abnormality is so staggering that it can actually become numbing. It's all too easy to fall into reflexive habits, to treat this as a normal campaign, where both sides embrace the rule of law, where both sides are dedicated to a debate based on facts and the peaceful transfer of power. But that is not what's happening this election year. Those bedrock tenets of our democracy are being tested in a way we haven't seen since the Civil War. It's a test for the candidates, for those of us in the media.
You see what I mean? Since the Civil War. It's the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. They are doing everything they can to freak everybody out and to make everybody afraid. That's what they're doing. Civil War, peaceful transfer of power. And by the way, that's the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, no relation to the Democrat hack, George Stephanopoulos, who used to work for the Clintons. That guy was killed in the Civil War. Here's John Carl doing the same ABC unbiased fear-mongering that you'd expect from the media.
Good morning. Welcome to This Week. For most of us, Election Day is already here. Virtually all of us live in places where you don't have to wait till November 5th to cast your ballot. More than 40 million Americans have already voted. This morning, we're going to talk about where the race stands, who's up in the polls, who's down, the tactics the candidates are using to convince undecided voters and to get their supporters to turn out. But this isn't a sporting event. This is about much more than tactics or polls.
Here we go.
If there is one thing both sides agree on, it's that America is making a choice that will say a great deal about what kind of a nation we are and what kind of a nation we may become. 4 years ago, Donald Trump became the first.
I gotta be honest with you, man. The media fear factor is just, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Now, what I said this morning on Fox News with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer, I think Trump looks very good in Pennsylvania right now. I think the enthusiasm factor, all these things are there. But again, it all comes down to turnout. Or as Scott Pressler said, and I think what Scott Pressler said today, which I retweeted, is very important. You know, we've done everything we've done. So now it's that. They got an election monitoring force of over 100,000 poll watchers and 500 lawyers ready to go for tomorrow's election. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that number's incorrect. It's 230,000 poll observers and 500 attorneys in every battleground state ready to go. Ready to go. Now, on the issue of the gender gap, here are the numbers according to Democrat data expert Tom Bonier of Target Smart. Arizona, compared to 2020, urban turnout is down by 385,285. Female turnout is down by 170,000. Georgia versus 2020, urban turnout is down by 153,000 at this point. Female turnout down, 46,000. Michigan, compared to 2020, urban turnout down, 320,000. Female turnout down, 205,000. North Carolina, compared to 2020. Urban turnout down, 175,470. Female turnout is down, 154,459. Nevada, verse 2020. Urban turnout is down by 190,000. Female turnout down by 126,000. Wisconsin. Urban turnout is down by 100,000. Female turnout is down by 238,000. And Pennsylvania, compared to 2020, urban turnout is down 381,519. Female turnout is down 450,802. That's the data. Those are the facts. Despite the nonsense that we keep hearing about women voters being the ones that are going to decide this election. So to David Axelrod's point about, will women and urban voters show up? It doesn't look very likely. It doesn't look like they're showing up compared to 2020 anyway. It doesn't look like they're showing up compared to 2020 at all. So that's where things stand. But again, if we don't show up, if you don't show up, well, then Donald Trump has no chance. Because there's such an anti-Trump sentiment in this country at this moment right now. Such an anti-Trump sentiment that it's not a pro-Kamala Harris sentiment. So that's where things stand. So if everybody's expecting that women are going to come in and save the day, it's not looking like it, because I think a lot of the women are not voting on abortion. They're voting for Trump based on the economy. So all the female numbers that are turning out are actually people turning out because they want to see Trump get in there for the economy, for energy, and everything else. And then Kamala Harris being as cringeworthy
get
as ever.
Get out the vote! Let's 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 win! Get out the vote!
Oh,
let's
God.
Get out the vote!
Like a Batman villain. Honestly, like a Batman villain with that laugh at the end. Oh, man. I'm just saying. Tom Elliott from Gravian has a great point. He says, if voter fraud is kept to a minimum, my prediction is Trump wins rather easily, likely the popular vote as well. However, if he doesn't, I don't think red states can wait 4 years to try again and take the boot off their neck, especially as Democrats will continue working to make these elections unwinnable. If Harris wins, red state secession is the last option for preserving liberty. Everyone keeps talking about another civil war. I think we can just get out and vote tomorrow. I think we'll be okay. But, you know, one of the things that was exposed on the interview with Joe Rogan and John Fetterman is what the Democrats' master plan is. And the master plan, of course, as we know, is to overload this country with illegal immigrants. Overload this country with illegal immigrants and then change the makeup of this country and do that in a way that then ensures that the Democrats always win. So this is from the interview with Joe Rogan that John Fetterman did over the weekend. And I think it is a very telling fact here of what's going on.
It's a significant issue. And if I thought there was any kinds of issues, and I've been very vigilant throughout, I've been actively involved in those kinds of things. And I've never witnessed those kinds of a thing.
But what do you mean by issues? Like, what kind of issues are you talking about? You're talking about people letting people in order to get votes?
There's not that level kinds. I don't think there's that level kinds of organization.
But there is an organization that's moving these people to swing states. There's a significant number of these people that are illegal immigrants that have made their way to swing states. And then there's been calls for amnesty. There's been calls for allowing these people to have a pathway to citizenship and allow them to vote. The fear that a lot of people have is that this is a coordinated effort to take these people that you're allowing to come into the country. Then you're providing them with all sorts of services like food stamps and housing and setting them up providing a pathway to amnesty, and then you would have voters that would be significantly voting towards the Democrats because they're the people that enabled them to come into the country in the first place and provided them with those services. This is a big fear that people have, and that you're rigging this system and that this will turn all these states into essentially locked blue like California is.
Well, immigration is always going to be a tough issue in our nation. You know, as a professor in grad school, Alan Simpson, and he was a United States Senator. He was Wyoming, and he was actually a pro-choice Republican. I mean, how rare that would be. Well, it doesn't exist now. And he said, "You are never going to have any meaningful immigration kinds of legislation." He's like, because both side, that's useful for them, and it's going to be back and forth. And he said that 25 years ago.
Useful meaning the debate. Having it always
it's useful
point.
For one side or the other. It's, right. It's useful. And he said there were never going to be. And he said that in 1999. Mm-hmm. And I voted for.
But the bottom line is this: Rogan's exactly right. That is the master plan. You know that. I know that. We all know that. That is their master plan. That is their master plan. It's flooding the zone. And in the meantime, what they're going to do is they're going to use absolute fear-mongering to try to keep people from voting for Donald Trump. Like this whack job, Debbie Dingell, who says Trump is going to put people in camps.
You feared that if Donald Trump would win this race, you and others like you would be thrown in internment camps.
Internment camps.
You said the same about Muslims and Arabs if Donald Trump won. Do you regret those comments?
No, I don't regret those comments. And I'm going to be very clear.
You really think
right
you would be thrown into an internment camp?
Yeah.
Congresswoman.
My concern.
That's what
I said.
You said
it as a joke. No, let me be very clear on this, and I want to be very clear on this. I said it half sarcastically. Donald Trump has been very clear that he is going to go what he calls the enemy from within. I think we're all Americans, and you can disagree regrettably. He names his enemies by name. I do not think it is okay to say someone should have 8 barrels pointed at their face. And I think I have been warned.
Wait a minute. In everything I looked at, Congresswoman, he never mentioned the word internment camp. So
I'll send you the 10 articles.
If you criticize his language, that's...
Hang on, Neil, give her a break. She's thinking of her hero, Franklin Roosevelt. He's Mr. Internment Camp. He's the one that put people in internment camps. She's confused, Neil. It happens. Dingell's a dingbat, and she's just confused. But you know that lie about Liz Cheney? I got to hand it to Tom Elliott at Grabian for putting together one of the absolute best montages of the media's lie about what Trump said about the warmonger known as Liz Cheney. Absolutely one of the absolute best montages I've ever heard. Corporate media spreading the last minute disinformation all in on this that Trump wants to shoot Liz Cheney. Absolutely pathetic.
Breaking news. Donald Trump took his violent rhetoric to a new extreme.
Violent.
Suggesting the former Republican congresswoman should be fired upon.
Breaking news. Trump under investigation for saying, quote, war hawk Liz Cheney should be fired upon.
Right now on ABC News Live, he suggested 9 barrels of a firing squad.
9 barrels.
Right at her.
Donald Trump declaring before a crowd that Cheney should be put before a firing line.
With the battle over women voters raging, Donald Trump suggests putting Liz Cheney in the firing line.
Now you have this threat against Liz Cheney that Trump is talking about a firing squad.
The Drudge Report, Trump calls for Cheney execution.
He's saying quite explicitly and unambiguously that Liz Cheney should be shot, should be executed by firing squad.
He directly said what he thinks should happen to Liz Cheney.
I can't listen to all 3 minutes and 54 seconds of it, but I mean, bravo to Tom Elliott for putting this all together in such a manner. But holy cow, right? I mean, this is what I mean. It's the fear-mongering and the fear factor and everything else. And it's not working for them because what's going to prove true is that Kamala Harris was never able to seal the deal. This did not move voters. And the bottom line is that people trust Trump on the economy. They don't think he's going to be Hitler. They don't think he's going to be a fascist dictator. That's the end of it. But we'll see. I mean, I hope I'm right. I think he's going to win tomorrow. It's all going to turn out. Turnout's going to be everything. I don't think it's going to be close. I think whoever wins is going to win decisively. So if I'm wrong, it's going to be because there was such an anti-Trump sentiment and it showed up. And our people just did not get out there. So It's all going to come out to turnout, bottom line. Hey, turnout on November 13th, 7:30 p.m., our next Talk Radio 1210 WPHG Politics and Pints with me and Jimmy Failla. That's right. We're going to have a lot of fun together. Media Theater, Wednesday, November 13th, starting at 7:30 p.m. There'll be a cash bar for soft drinks, beer, wine, and cocktails. Available for purchase in the lobby of the Media Theater. It's going to be a great night, but this is going to sell out fast. This is a hot show. Hot show. Tickets are on sale now at 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. All right? So do that. Join us. It's going to be great. All right? Now, listen. I'm traveling to Pittsburgh, as I mentioned, after the show today. I travel a lot. I go to New York. I do the show there. I do Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla. I'm on the road a lot. That's why I love having a VPN from DuckDuckGo. It's why I signed up for their Privacy Pro, because I'm not messing around. If I'm using the Wi-Fi in the hotel or at a building, wherever I am, I want to be secure and safe. I don't want the internet service provider knowing my data, tracking me, spying on me, none of it. You got to have a VPN in this day and age, and you get it as part of Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. Three crucial elements. DuckDuckGo VPN. Personal information removal and identity theft restoration. Three features for the price of one and only $9.99 a month. That's it. For $10 a month, you will be secure online. If your identity is ever stolen, they're going to work to get it back for you. Keep you safe when you're online, protect you from spying by the government, by businesses, you name it. This is crucial in this day and age. And if you sign up right now at duckduckgo.com/1210, duckduckgo.com/1210, you're going to get 7 days on us. That's right. Try it for a week, and then it's only $9.99 a month. This is essential. Privacy is so important to me in this day and age. That's why I trust Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, and you got to sign up today. duckduckgo.com/1210, exclusive 7-day free trial. duckduckgo.com/1210, sign up now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, joining me now is the Republican nominee for the United States Senate seat for this great state of New Jersey, Curtis Bashaw. He's a friend. He's a friend of the show. And he needs you to get out there tomorrow and vote for him and the Republican ticket. Curtis, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rich. I'm so glad to be here. We are energized in this final sweep of the campaign.
Excellent. Great. You've been all over the state. You've been talking to people. What are the biggest issues that everybody's telling you? Is it the economy?
It's the economy and it's the border. It's security and affordability. They're hand in hand. People are ready for change. I have to say, I've been up north in those Democratic strongholds outside of New York City. I was 2 hours at a grocery store yesterday in one of the towns right there. I was an hour and a half at the tailgate before the Giants game. And every single person, it's remarkable how many people who are voting Republican this year. I found such little resistance. I left the end of the day completely buoyed that New Jersey is going to be a surprise. And the way we make it a reality is for people to show up and vote, and those who have voted to go get a plus one, a plus two, a plus three. We've got to keep driving this until the polls are closed tomorrow night, and we can win this state.
I've been hearing a lot of that, the incredible enthusiasm, people waiting in line for early voting, 2.5, 3 hours, sometimes longer. That enthusiasm level, I absolutely think benefits Republicans, no question about it.
Well, early voting, the Republicans are basically tied with the Democrats in New Jersey, even though they have a registration advantage of 900,000 people. But then you look at the October stats, you know, Republicans registered 35,000, 36,000, independents registered 40,000, the Democrats registered like 6,000 or 7,000. So there's a movement afoot, and the people, it's common sense stuff, Rich. They know that they're worse off than they were 4 years ago, and they know that the solutions the Democrats are proposing don't fix the problems that they created. I mean, people of common sense know we can't spend our way to prosperity. They know we can't regulate our way to innovation and growth. And they know we sure as heck can't tax ourselves to fiscal health. So they understand that we've got to unshackle our businesses, grow the economy, stop regulating, stop taxing. And that's one. And two, whatever they say in their gobbledygook answers about the border, they opened it up. And there's 500,000, 600,000 illegals in New Jersey. It's costing the state billions. It's not fair. All the legal immigrants in New Jersey are the most vocal on this. They came through a process. They've created a shortcut where people are cutting the line. New Jerseyans don't like that. And so people are fired up, and it's not just a Republican issue. And we need to leverage that in this final stretch and be in just continually talking to voters.
Curtis Bashaw
at Penn Station in Newark. Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
No. I was going to say Curtis Bashaw is with us, candidate for United States Senate in New Jersey, Republican. And you could help tip the balance to the Republican majority in the Senate, which would be incredible. I mean, that's we need that to happen. This is why it's so crucial. And yeah, you know what? Listen, the Republican hasn't won a Senate seat in New Jersey since the 1970s. We're long overdue to break that. This is the year to do it. And you are a very common sense guy, business owner, your business background, which is exactly what we need. You know, you're not a politician, Curtis Bashaw, and I know that you didn't even really want to run for this. I mean, people kind of like talked you into doing it. I mean, you built a successful business in Cape May, and here you are now. And that kind of business acumen, we definitely need it in Washington at this moment.
Well, it's an amazing thing when I talk to people about how we started with, you know, a handful of employees in 1989, renovating an old hotel, the Virginia in Cape May, continued to build our company through the renovation of Congress Hall. You know, we're 1,100 strong. I make a payroll every 2 weeks. We live by a budget. My opponent running for the Senate seat, Andy Kim, he's never signed the front side of a paycheck. He wants to tell us what our fair share of taxes is, but he's yet to ever create a job in his life. People want a business person, not a bureaucrat. People want a political outsider, not a career politician. These are the contrasts. Andy Kim's soft on the border. He voted 7 times against common sense border security laws that could have been passed. I've been strong on the border from the beginning. I went to the border, watched 62 people walk into our country illegally between 12:30 and 3 in the morning at Yuma, Arizona. When we had our second debate, I asked Andy Kim, have you been to the border? And he said, well, I've worked in national security. I said, have you been to the border? He said, no. Hmm. I said, and you've been in Congress for 6 years. Why? I mean, when you see it, it will make sense to you that a country having a boundary with lockable ports of entry is no different than you locking your home at night when you go to bed. That's not a partisan issue. It's a common sense issue. And so, yeah, I think the outsiders, people are sick of these career politicians who start self-dealing instead of focusing on their constituents. Our Constitution intended that citizens serve. This has been a mission. I have loved being on the front lines of our democracy. In the same way, in 30 years of business, I've been on the front lines of the economy. You can feel the heartbeat, the pulsating heart of our country beating right now. And it's ready to go back to its values. It's ready for change. It doesn't want the path that we're on. And you can just feel it in all 21 counties, in town after town, all over this great state. It's been very exciting, and I'm looking forward to bringing this home tomorrow.
And when you talk to people, Curtis, and you talk about the economy, the border, I know crime is also a big issue. It's certainly something I've heard so much about. And this is another area where the Democrats seem to be absolutely clueless on how this affects people. And really, you know, it affects a lot of voters who are black, a lot of voters who are Latino. I think it's why they're coming around in big numbers to Republicans. I mean, when you look at how Latinos are, Trump is overperforming with Latinos, for example. I mean, these are big numbers.
There are huge numbers. Again, you're correct on the law enforcement. You know, there's a reason why I got the endorsements of the New Jersey PBA, the New Jersey Fraternal Order of Police, and the New Jersey State Troopers Wow. Association. We got the hat trick of endorsement of all three police unions in New Jersey. That's because they understand that I'm a law and order guy, that we've got to live by laws to live in freedom, and that's how we grow and prosper and pursue our happiness. So, and to the demographics, this is what I experienced yesterday at a grocery store in Union, New Jersey. I mean, the Hispanic community, the Latino community, the Guatemalan, Dominican, everybody is moving. They talk about it openly. And it was, I was with some of the local Republican leaders in that community, which is, you know, they're in the huge minority up there. And they said they have never seen anything like it. I mean, we were there for now 2 hours at this grocery. It was unbelievable. So we can't count our chickens until this is over. There is momentum and enthusiasm that is palpable. We need to leverage that. And again, as I said, every single person listening that wants to see Republicans win needs to get out and call a friend, put yourself in a conversation, talk common sense, and bring, let's all do this.
And in terms of getting people out to vote, I mean, we mentioned the record turnout in early voting, which is amazing. But Republicans traditionally wait till election day to vote. So this has been a big mindset change for us, Curtis Bashaw, which is good. Tomorrow's election day. And the one thing I think is really important is Republicans in New Jersey need to learn a couple lessons. And that is, number one, ignore the polls. Ignore the polls, right? Because the polls always show the Democrats with this incredible lead. And you know, hundreds of thousands of Republicans stayed home in 2021 because they didn't think that the Republican candidate for governor, Jack Cicirelli, had a chance, because that's what the polls were saying. And he would have won had everybody turned out. Turnout is going to be everything tomorrow. And yes, I agree. The enthusiasm in a blue state like New Jersey, where you had over 100,000 people come out for Trump's rally in Wildwood a couple months ago. But everybody has to come out and not simply sit home and go, ah, New Jersey's a blue state, forget it. New Jersey's a blue state. No. New Jersey votes red. It votes red for governor, and it can vote red tomorrow on Election Day 100% if every Republican gets out there and does not have a mindset that is, we can't win New Jersey.
I do think the memory of that loss 3 years ago for the governor's race is in people's minds. I hear people bring it up. I think they understand the civic duty and responsibility. If you want change, you got to show up, stand in line, do your thing. I do think Republicans turned up in droves in early voting in an unprecedented way. And that leaves, more undecideds or more less frequent voters still hanging out there. We are chasing those voters. You know, we know who's voted. We don't know who they voted for, but we know who's voted. So now we cannot waste time calling them or knocking on their door. We're focusing on people that haven't voted. I said this morning, I started at Penn Station Newark. Mm-hmm. I was talking not just to the commuters. I was talking to the New Jersey transit workers, to the transit cops. And you know, I said, are you voting tomorrow? And people said, yes, yes. Some people, you know, they didn't like their choices. I said, well, this is a Senate race. It's a president. Like, you got to make a choice.
Right.
I do think we are going to see a lot more turnout for the Republicans. I think we're going to see a lot more crossover than we've ever seen. I think New Jersey is going to do its thing like it did when it elected Christy Whitman, like it did when it elected Chris Christie, like it did when it elected Tom Kaine Sr. We've done this. It's not unheard of at all for Republicans to win the state. I think New Jersey is going to be the election surprise tomorrow night on the television. We're excited to be part of it. And we're super grateful for the time you've given us to talk to your listeners here at the 11th hour.
Curtis Bashaw, best of luck tomorrow, my friend. And you've run a great race. And we look forward to congratulating you. And I just hope everybody gets out there tomorrow and votes Republican, votes for Curtis Bashaw and all the Republicans running in New Jersey, Donald Trump, everybody. Thank you so much, Curtis.
Let's do it, Rich. Thank you. Have a good one. We'll talk soon. We're going to do it.
All right.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Here we are, election eve. Tomorrow is the big day, and a lot to chat about with our buddy Linda Kearns, PAProtectTheVote.com, PAProtectTheVote.com. Linda, first of all, we talked about what happened on Friday in Bucks County. I mentioned this morning on Fox News that people were waiting in line till 8:15, 8:30 in Quakertown, Levittown. Absolutely amazing. And I know a lot of people are very, very upset about how this whole thing was handled. So what's the latest with all that, first of all? Where do we stand with all the court cases? And what do you want people to know heading into the polls tomorrow?
Well, thank you, Rich. Thank you for having me on this one last time before the big day. Well,
we don't know that. You might be on again in 10 minutes. Who knows?
That's true. So, yes, everybody who was waiting in line and who stayed at Bucks County, they did get a chance to request a mail ballot and cast it. But, Rich, what we're concentrating on now is Election Day. 70% of the people who are going to vote in this election in Pennsylvania will vote tomorrow on Election Day. I know we've been obsessed about mail ballots all this time, but that is only going to account for about 30% of the vote. The big day is tomorrow, and we want to make sure everyone gets out to vote. And I also need to remind people, if you show up at the polling place and for some reason they think you requested a mail ballot and they tell you to vote on a provisional ballot, even if you do not think you requested a mail ballot, still vote that provisional ballot, because every valid provisional ballot will count. We don't want our voters afraid of provisional ballots.
Okay. And just so everybody understands what a provisional ballot is, what does that mean?
Sure. Well, when you show up in Pennsylvania to vote, there's machines to vote. The regular process is you walk into your polling place, you check in, there's people there with poll books. They're either paper poll books, or some of the counties have electronic poll books that kind of look like iPads, but not exactly. And you check in and then you go to the machine and you vote. However, if there's something in your voter record that indicates that you requested a mail ballot, you will not be able to vote on that machine. And that's to protect us, Rich. That's because if you requested a mail ballot, they don't want you to vote on the machine and then find out later your mail ballot was in transit back to the Board of Elections that day, and then you end up voting twice. So it's a protection. So what the law is if you requested a mail ballot and that's what your voter record says, you have to vote provisionally, and they'll have the provisional ballots. They're paper ballots. They have all the same races on them. You just fill them out. You go through the procedures. The judge of elections takes it. It'll be in an envelope, a secrecy envelope, the whole bit. And then that will get counted. There's provisional ballots hearings after election day to consider each and every one. And I want our voters to know that. I don't want them to get upset if they go to the polling place and it turns out that for some reason their voting record thinks that they either requested or cast a mail in ballot. There's probably going to be a little confusion over this because of all of the interest in mail-in ballots this time. And I just want to assure the voters, don't leave the polling place. Vote the provisional ballot.
Vote the provisional ballot. Okay, this is very good to know, Linda Kearns. We appreciate all the information. It's really, really important. And then the other issue, too, and I think, you know, we're all wondering this is, and I got to ask the question today, how long is the county going to take? How long all that? And should anybody be nervous if we still don't know anything by, say, like Wednesday afternoon?
Well, we're going to know from almost all of the counties in Pennsylvania. There's 67 counties in Pennsylvania. A lot of them will be done on Election Day. The way that counting works is they start tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and I have observers in all of the counties to watch that process. I have observers scheduled 24 hours a day until that process is done. But most of our counties will have will be finished because on election day night, early the next morning, because they don't have quite as many votes to count as the larger counties. So the first thing you're going to see on election night is at 8 o'clock p.m. when all of the returns start coming in from the polling places, you're going to see them slowly get uploaded onto the website. Then, and that's going to be the county's priority. Then they're going going to start to upload whatever they have finished of the mail-in ballots. So that's kind of going to be the order of the process. And remember, Rich, even though we did a fantastic job this cycle and a lot of Republicans voted by mail, more Democrats did vote by mail. So as the mail ballots come in, you'll most likely see more ballots for Vice President Harris. That doesn't mean anything. It just means that there are more people who voted by mail voted for Vice President Harris. So if they have already reported what's on the machines, you will see the numbers change a little bit. But I have attorneys there to observe the entire process. They understand the entire life cycle of the mail-in ballot. I had another training on Saturday. You know, I had wanted you to introduce me on that training and kind of, you know, make everybody excited about Election Day. You weren't available, so I had to go to the B team. Matt Whitaker, the former acting attorney general under President Trump. So when I couldn't get you, you know, I have to really scrounge, as you can imagine.
I get it. It's not easy. It's not easy. Linda Curran's not easy.
It's not easy to find somebody as quality as you. So he came on and he told all of my volunteer lawyers how important their role is. He talked to them from the campaign bus, which was really, really exciting. And I'm actually at our call center today, Rich, where all of our lawyers are gathering both to get their assignments. Some of them are going to be here to accept all of the calls to check on all of the incoming we have from pa.protecttheVote.com. That's where you report every issue. So I have all these lawyers waiting to hear from me. You know, their last minute training. They're all outside outside this office right now. So I really have assembled an amazing team, Rich, and we are ready to protect the vote in Pennsylvania.
All right, Linda Kearns, I really appreciate everything you've done. I appreciate everything that all the volunteers have done. Tomorrow's going to be obviously a very, very big day. If tomorrow during the day people run into problems, any problems, and also too, what's the direction you want to give people as they're going to vote?
You go to vote. There will be lines. Stay in line. Don't leave. Expect the lines. Stay in line. Don't leave until you vote. If you're in line at 8 p.m., they have to take you. So if you are in line, you will be able to vote. We don't want any of our voters to leave. That's very, very important. And expect lines, because there's a lot of interest in this election.
Expect lines. There's a lot of interest in this election. And if you see any shenanigans, if anybody has a problem, should they reach out to PAProtectTheVote.com? Should what do you want them to do tomorrow if they see anything?
Right. Rich, if you go to PA.protecttheVote.com, that's our reporting form. And I have people just standing by waiting to, you know, to review all of the incoming tickets that we get and then have all of our lawyers take a look at it and see what we can do. Some of it will be as simple as calling the local board of elections. Some of it we may have to dispatch a lawyer out there. Sometimes we'll have to call our poll watcher who's there, but we are ready to handle all that. And Rich, I had to do like a little binding for all of the lawyers to refresh them on everything I've taught them over the last 6 months. And on the front cover of that binder, I have a picture of Corey Compitore. And I am reminding all of my volunteers here, all of the volunteers who have volunteered, you know, all across the Commonwealth, that we're doing this for freedom and to honor Corey Compitore. He's not here to vote, so we are going to protect the vote for him. And I am asking all of the voters to remember Corey Compitore, who was shot when President Trump was shot. And unfortunately, Corey Compitore did not survive that. He can't vote. So we all have to exercise our right to vote. And we have to defeat the party that calls us garbage, because we are not garbage. Corey Compitore was not garbage. And my team is here to protect all of us.
Well said, my friend. Well said. Linda Kearns, I appreciate it. PAProtectTheVote.com. PAProtectTheVote.com. Thank you, my friend. Best of luck tomorrow. And I know neither one of us are going to get much sleep. I'll be on Fox and Friends first tomorrow at 4:30 a.m. You're not going to be sleeping. None of us are going to be sleeping. So I guess we'll just run an adrenaline, right?
Right. And I'll be in Philadelphia election court all day. And then I have a team at the call center. I have my colleague, Joe DeFelice, he's running the call center for me. He will be in constant contact with me. And I certainly know Matt DeSantis knows how to get a hold of me. I think it's like the one thing he knows how to do, Rich. So we know that you'll be able to find me.
don't even get me started with Matt DeSantis. I'm just glad you jumped teams. Finally, Linda Kearns, it only took so long to get you to jump teams, but you did it.
Team Rich Scioli now. Who would have thought?
All right, my friend. We'll talk very, very soon. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Rich.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.